Okay, this is Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me this time around is Timothy Thume. We are still reviewing these Mickey Mouse comic strips from 1930. And in this segment, I forget. I think this is something about, I don't know, like how Minnie Mouse loves to be raped by every other Disney character or something. I don't remember. It could be something completely different, but yeah, Minnie Mouse, she's a slut.
This damn pig at the miniature golf course is scaring the heck out of me. This is a freakish pig.
Porky Pig looks friendly. This pig looks like he wants to eat the mice. There's this like skeevy looking mouse, and he clearly has the hots for Minnie. Mickey can't even apparently play golf, even though he apparently owns a miniature golf course. Okay.
Why didn't they make him look like the real Walt Disney, in my opinion? Why did they make him look skeevy? Why can't she have a cool,
Floyd Gottfredson, the cartoonist, was probably already bitter about, what money he undoubtedly wasn't making.
So let me draw that bastard Walt Disney in here and make him look skeevy as a mouse, as a rat, no less, actually. And she's all into him. It shows, okay, yeah, he impresses her at the golf course. Then he crashes their dinner. They're supposed to have a dinner for two at a restaurant, Mickey and Minnie. And he busts in and he's, oh, my friends from the golf course, you're just in time to have lunch with me. I'll sit right down.
Minnie Mouse is all like she's giggling, and Mickey just has a question mark above him.
They made him look like a punk ass bitch in here. Cause he's like, this dude, as you see all do the thing, he's dudes crashing in his date with Minnie, and Mickey don't never say nothing. Okay.
Mickey Mouse never struck me as like a paragon of bravery or anything anyhow.
But not bravery, but not, you know, since he's supposed to be our hero of the strip, and the icon. Bugs Bunny was the man at Warner Brothers. Okay.
That was Bugs Bunny.
That's what I'm saying. Bugs Bunny was a man at Warner Brothers. So Bugs Bunny is the face of the Warner Brothers cartoon, Looney Tunes, and Mickey Mouse is the face of Disney. That's why we like Bugs Bunny more than we like Mickey Mouse, because
Bugs Bunny is a really good character, and Mickey Mouse is nothing. He's a marketing icon. I mean, who cares, Mickey Mouse?
And that's what Superman should be for DC. No comic books, just have a face.
Stop! And you're a John Byrne fan. You like Man of Steel, I'm sure.
That's the only time they finally did something with him, with Man of Steel.
That is not true. Alan Moore's last Superman story was great.
Yeah, but see, he always has to subvert and do something totally off the.
Read World of Krypton. That's a good book with Superman.
Okay, World of Krypton. It's about Krypton. It ain't about him. Okay, well, that's why it's good.
It's about Superman being pretty much the general of the Kryptonian army. Because General Zod got fucked up and said, well, I want Superman to replace me. And everybody was like, what? And he's got some evil plan, but like in the meantime, you got like Superman commanding an entire army. It's kind of cool.
Whatever.
Jeez. So, and yet, here's what kills me. You probably like Batman.
Yes.
Everybody who hates Superman loves Batman. Batman's a joke.
I'm Batman.
First of all, he's gay and he's fucking Robin. And even in DC continuity now, he's a caveman in the past. And a good man, a competent hero, Dick Grayson, is Batman.
Wait, hold up. Yeah, he's a caveman.
Look, I respect Dick Grayson because he fought Starfire for years.
He's a caveman in the past. Yeah, Batman, but and we still love him more. And he still has better movies than Superman. So that shows you how great of a character
he and he's about as smart as a caveman. He has this fake rep for being so smart.
Smart.
Meanwhile, he goes to the future. Brainiac 5's like, you know you're an idiot, right?
Wait, didn't he smack the shit out of Brainiac?
That's all he could do because Batman's a caveman at the end of the day. I mean, that's all he is. I can beat people up. Look at me putting on this fake voice.
He can take out Superman anytime he wants to because he always makes provisions for it.
Superman lets Batman think that. There's like something on YouTube where it's funny. It's like a Justice League Flash cartoon somebody made. And like they all, every time they're fighting a bad guy, they have to find a way for Batman not to be there because he'll get killed.
That's true. He would. But okay. But no, that's not a bad guy. When you're fighting Superman level power bad guys, of course he's not going to be able to fight them. Okay. And even then, in one of the Superman Batman books, he was going toe to toe with Darkseid. They say Batman can be anyone given enough time and preparation.
You know what? If I'm Darkseid, then I don't give him enough time to prepare.
Oh, God. Batman is one of the greatest characters in superheroes. Like, he's in the top three of all time.
Bruce Wayne is everything that's wrong about comic books.
Get out of here. That doesn't make sense. He's the classic archetype of a superhero like Zorro and Lone Ranger in Batman. He's a classic. He goes in that succession. Okay. And Superman walks out of the boundaries. Oh, I can do anything.
But he can't really do anything. He can do lots of things. And it's dramatic because he has an arch enemy that's smarter than he is. And yet Superman still wins just because he's not an asshole. Luthor is always betraying like the people working for him and shit, and he wonders why he loses.
I'm not arguing about whether or not you should like Superman. I'm saying Batman is one of the is a better character. More people like him. He's more popular.
Batman already. At least okay. Like Marvel.
Let me just say Dark Knight, Superman Returns. Dark Knight, Superman Returns.
Okay, see, of course everyone should ignore Superman Returns, but the first two Superman movies.
People would like Dark Knight better than that too. It gets rated better than that. Lex Luthor girlfriend is Lex Luthor girlfriend is like climbing up the side of the bridge to sneak up behind some army men so she can free her boyfriend.
Which one was Dark Knight? Was that the one with the Joker?
Yes.
Okay, that was pretty good. But you know what? It doesn't have the appeal of those first two Superman movies, which are so like pure and perfect
and long.
Well, so was me.
Okay,
so
I did like Superman 2 with Zod. Okay, but the rest of that stuff, you can't take that. Okay, we were supposed to be talking about...
Yeah, I know. I was about to say, you know, what's funny is neither one of us is saying there should even be a Wonder Woman movie.
Well, they gotta have her in that Trinity, just have a woman in there. Because she's as old as Superman and Batman, so they said, oh, we might as well just make it the Trinity. But she was never as popular as them. So maybe in the 40s she was, but not. She would never, no.
I did like the ending of the newest Wonder Woman cartoon, where at the end, like, she finally pretty much, like, gives in to Steve Trevor and realizes that as a woman she should be submissive. Did you see that? That was pretty good.
Yeah, I got it. I didn't like it. I thought it was ABC numbers by the book.
Jeez. I was going to say they finally made Trevor cool because he was kind of an ass.
And yeah, I hated him too. He was trying to get her drunk. That scene where he's trying to get her drunk.
Yeah, he's a guy.
Yeah, but we knew what was going to happen. She drunk him under the table and nothing happened to her because she's not affected by the alcohol. Because he's Wonder Woman. And it's just...
It's PG-13. They're not going to have date rape. I mean, I'd like to see Wonder Woman get raped, but I don't think they're going to...
They had drinking alcohol in a cartoon. So it's not... So, I mean, the kids could see that, but they can't see somebody going home to fuck. I mean, but anyway.
Here's my problem with this second strip. This dog waiter.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Go ahead.
So why are the dogs like servile to the mother?
It's the animal world, like Howard the Duck's original planet.
Yeah, but Steve Gerber never wanted to do that. He wanted Howard to be from a world of just ducks. So that never would have been an issue.
What are you? No, I thought you said, no, it was Bill Mantlo who created Duck World.
Bill Mantlo created the Duck World that we saw, which had different animals. But Gerber just wanted Howard to be from an alternate Earth that had ducks instead of people.
But that's what Mantlo did. So why do people have a problem with Mantlo? It's the same thing. That's not like the same thing. Because
just ducks would have been better. Like this comic strip points out, different animals is kind of stupid.
Yeah, wait, I'm saying Mantlo, he created Duck World, which is just an alternate.
He was the first person to put Duck World in a.
So wait, so story, before but... you had problems with that before, and now you.
No. I have problems with Bill Mantlo's Duck World that has non-ducks.
Oh, I thought he just had Duck on Duck World, because I had.
Look at the magazine. There was an issue of Bill Mantlo's Howard the Duck magazine.
Yeah.
That where Howard goes back to Duck World. And right. Mantlo's Duck World, there's every kind of animal, which doesn't make any sense.
Why is it called Duck World?
Exactly!
But I don't know if I believe you, because I had that comic book, and I don't remember. I didn't read it. I probably didn't read it.
I can tell you the story. The story was basically a parody of Kent State. Because Jim Shooter, who's like really right wing, threw a fit over that.
Okay, so, well, I definitely gotta read it. It's got political undertones. I like science fiction comic book stories like that.
The problem with this is that Bill Mantlo wrote it.
Okay, enough said. As, Stan Lee was saying, enough said. Okay, so yeah, but I like how this dog is drawn on here. I like it. It's funny.
Oh, yeah, I don't have a bad word about the art.
I love this art except for that pig. That damn pig is still bothering me. And I didn't notice it until you pointed out. Oh, now they're having dinner. There's a mangy cat, what you call it, back in the gangsters or the thugs in the 30s. He's one of those cats that you see in all the cartoons from the 30s. And he's up there looking at what's her face?
I can't believe that he actually says to Minnie, "You want it, don't you, baby?" That's a bit adult for a kid's strip.
Wait a minute, I think I skipped. Damn, I think I got.
I'm kidding. He didn't really say.
Oh, you son of a!
He's winking at her. Come on.
But all he did was wink at her. She said, "Mickey, look at that big ruffian trying to flirt with me." That's all he did. But see now, Mickey. See, this is where I don't get why he didn't punch out the oily rat, but he wants to beat up the cat. So it shows at least he's got some gumption, he's got some bravery. He said, "I'll put a stop to that."
I'm assuming Mickey Mouse is actually a masochist, and he doesn't think the rat can actually like beat him up to get him off. Whereas he sees the rough looking cat, and he's like, "Oh yeah, this will be hot. Let me go. I have the cat beat me up." And sure enough, the cat is kicking his ass.
He kicked his ass. He just punched him once in the head. And that was it. That
took it, Mickey. He's done.
And then, but this big rat, I call him Walt Disney, he picked up a pie and hit the ruffian in the face with the pie. And somehow that
Minnie, this is why Minnie Mouse is a bitch. She's all like, "Ooh, Mickey was useless, but you threw something at him. How brave." It's like, whoa.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, but why didn't she just date him? Then why didn't she just drop Mickey and go out?
Well, she pretty much does, like in a strip or two.
Okay, we'll see how that goes, kids. But in the meantime, here's your break song. No, I'm just joking.
Because I have no idea where I'm putting the break song in.
But why is a cat trying to hit on this a mouse? That's interspecies.
I missed that. You're right.
that's kind of, then again, we'll forget it. Maybe it's like interracial dating here.
I had a whole different thought.
Is it like bestiality or is it like
in the I'm thinking that that cat, even though he looks like all big and macho and shit, I'm thinking that maybe he's not pleasing the cat women.
And, oh, so he has to go.
Yeah, like Minnie's only got like a little mouse pussy. So he's thinking, oh yeah, I can satisfy her.
It's like the white guys when they go and get the mail order brides because they can't get no American pussy.
What is up with that? I've always wondered what is up with that because that's creepy.
Just bring them over and fuck them because, you know, they probably, me love you long time because you get some money, send them back to my mama and you get to do anything you want to her.
I would love to know how that like all even works. Like, can you like lie to them and just bring them over for sex? In which case, no, even that, because that would cost like a fortune. And I don't,
most of the guys are chumps, dude. Just, and the girls know it. And then when they get over there, they marry them, divorce them and take, you know, half their money or and they try to get as much money as they can so they can take care of their family over there.
Then what's the point?
$5 over here is like $500 over there. Because the guy, they're alone. The guy didn't, they're alone. They don't want to be alone.
See, this is why, like, you know, back in the olden days, you would have like a country's army would like take all the women and like, you know, rape all the ugly ones there and like kill them or whatever. And they would like bring all the hot ones back to whatever country they're from and like, you know, keep them just to fuck forever.
Is that how it really worked or is that your revisionist history?
I don't know. It always seemed to work that way in Conan.
Anyway, oh, that's where you learned our history.
That's where I learned all history, yeah. Yes, I believe. I'm sure that was all accurate.
Okay. And he says, okay, thanks. Minnie thinks Mr. Slicker is a hero because he socked a big ruffian with a pie. Well, obviously, wouldn't that make him a hero? He got rid of the ruffian. I mean, the ruffian's gone.
But Mickey fought him with his fists or yeah. Tried to, and all he did was throw a pie.
It seemed to take him out. He had something in that pie, a bomb or something, because the ruffian left. But she said, I can't get over the way you handled that big brute. He said, what you need is someone like me to protect you, Minnie. And he's looking dead at Mickey.
Yeah. Look how angry Mickey is.
Oh. This is how he's a punk. This is why, what you call cut-coding, he got cut-coded. Because the dog waiter says, oh, you forgot to pay your check. And the rat says, yeah, Mickey will take care of that. I got to rush along and take Minnie home.
And Mickey, like a punk, pays the check as Mr. Slicker and Minnie head off and yeah, they're gone and Mickey, look at, I like the dog. The dog's like, hey, I'm getting paid. I don't care.
And Mickey's like, now I know I don't like that guy. Or you didn't know it a few panels ago?
No, cause he's a pussy. Mickey should be a cat. Why is he a mouse?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Can you say sure? I'll always try. Can you make friends among people and animals? Basically, everything is easy. Give it a try, you see, I'm right. Cause if a mouse can be special, well, so can you. And my name is Minnie Mouse. To my right is friends. We can ask them.
So this is a scene where, okay, yeah, he goes to her house with some flowers. This is what I mean by a gag. They got one gag in here in the continuous story. And he goes to the house with the flower. He got to give it to her with a sticker standing by. Like, he don't notice. Oh, he noticed sticker. But as he rings the buzzer, sticker, he
cuts the flowers. He just happens to carry a pair of scissors. Okay. Yeah. He cuts the flowers out of the pot, gives them to Minnie himself. Whereas, Mickey's like, no, 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 for you, Minnie, I raised them myself. And all he's got is the flower pot with like just dirt in it now. And then he's like, wow, Mickey is a fucking loser.
So that's, you know, that's what I mean. That's a little gag, a little cute gag. And he runs, he notices, oh, on another day that she's walking off with Mr. Slicker. What's happening? He's behind a fence, painting the fence.
He's like,
what the fuck is he doing? Is he like drinking? Cause he got bucket.
He looks drunk. Oh, well, you're talking about Mickey. I don't know why there's a bucket in the alley. I don't fucking know. That's probably, you know what's in the bucket? Because this was during the Depression. Some young mother, like, after she had her baby, snapped its neck to spare it a short life of misery in 1930 and dumped it in a bucket and threw it in the alley. And that's what Mickey has there. Man, Disney shit was dark. Mm.
That's dark in your twisted mind. But anyway, he's just
Mr. Slicker's like, by the way, who's the little runt who's always tagging around with you? Because that's how Mr. Slicker talks in my head in these. And Minnie is a bitch. She is a whore. She is a cunt. She is a slut. She's like, oh, you mean Mickey? She, he's like, oh, he's your little brother. I see. I see. Oh, why should you be bothered with him? Why don't you have him go play with the neighbor's children?
Ooh, and why didn't she say, no, that ain't my brother, but she didn't say that?
Because she wants to fuck Mr. Slicker. We have a 1930 comic strip with a talking mouse character for children who obviously wants to get laid.
And then I don't know why they got this here. She takes him back to her house. Slicker and her is on the couch and she's showing him her family album. About
Slicker can't take her to his house because that's where the bodies of his victims are.
And she says, didn't these people dress funny in the old days, Mr. Slicker? And my grandma, Marshall, and my grandpa, Marshall Mouse. Like, wait, his last name is Mouse. Is everybody's last name Mouse?
Yes, yes. Not only are they talking mice, they're all interrelated. So when Slicker fucks her, it's going to be incest.
Well, his last name is Slicker, at least. So they're different.
Oh, Mickey. You know why? Because he's a rat.
Uh-huh. Why is Mickey and Minnie, they're both mice, so they both got the same last name.
Now you know what's up with them.
That's like Simba in the other Disney cartoon, Lion King. They pointed out that, you know, that Simba and his wife, girlfriend, they're in the same pride, so that means they're brother and sister, because
now I like the movie more.
So, yeah, they had the same mama. Or not the same mama, the same dad. Mufasa, he fucked all the chicks in that pride. And so Simba and his wife is also his half-sister. Anyway, but nobody, I'm like, wow, that's true. And I ain't even making it up in your head. That's true. That has to be true.
And I'm like, okay. And by the way, that movie portrayed Whoopi Goldberg accurately as a hyena. So it both looked and acted just like her.
I wonder why Adam Carolla disses her every day, not every day, but all the time on his podcast. You dissing her. I mean, then what's the problem with Whoopi people?
Well, look at her.
So moving on, but she's a comical genius.
Huh?
But this is a picture of Minnie Mouse as a 3 months old. Is cute.
So you're appreciating a naked picture of Minnie Mouse as a 3 year old.
I'm saying cute like a puppy is cute, not.
Oh, cute. You feel the same way about puppies, do you? Everyone, lock up your puppies.
But
puppy in LA is safe.
If you want to fuck something, you don't usually say it's cute. Okay, like Megan Fox's. you know, I'm not going to say she's cute. I would say she's hot. Okay. But I'm not saying this is a hot picture. I'm saying Minnie Mouse is cute when she was 3 months old. That's all. Mm-hmm. And she was embarrassed by that picture. So she snatches the photo album away from Slicker.
So she is flirting with him. She wants him to fuck her.
But any woman would be, you know, who sees somebody new and dashing. He dresses like a movie star. He's got scarves and stuff, long scarves like JD. He wears long scarves like that too. It's called metrosexuality. Anyway, he's impressed.
Hey, did you ever watch any of the old Tom Baker Doctor Who's?
Oh, well, he's cool. He's the only one get away with that shit.
Oh, okay.
But even he ain't the machoist character. He's a bohemian type, so he can wear scarves.
Yeah, but you knew. Well, I don't know how much of it you watched. You knew he had to be fucking Romana. They paired him up with a chick Time Lord at one point, and like it was really obvious. In fact, Tom Baker married the actress who played her for like about 6 months when I guess they both had enough of each other.
Wait, what does he do for money now? I don't know where is he acting.
He was Doctor Who for 7 years. He might have made a fortune. I don't know how British TV pays.
Oh, they spent all the money on him because they sure enough didn't spend it on production.
Oh, okay. Hell no.
Mickey Mouse sees her spending time, Minnie spending time with Slicker. She's playing the piano. They singing together. That's what they did in the 30s. Played piano and sang at the piano. Yeah, because they had no damn TVs. And they had enough. Mickey Mouse is pissed. He said, this is going to far enough. I'm going to go in the house and bust that guy right now. Oh, go ahead. Go, Mickey. Go get him.
Kick
his ass. The horse, who I've seen in some cartoon. I forgot what was that? They say his name in here, though.
Yeah, horse collar.
Wait, because he's a horse who's wearing a collar.
On his collar is a bow tie.
Really original. What are we going to call this horse that we got a collar on it? Oh, call him horse collar. Hey, Mickey.
Okay.
That's how he sounds to me.
Well, the fact that he's a talking horse in the first place. It's funny the different animals in here and what their roles are. For example, the mice were eating chicken.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, they mentioned that that's what they were eating, but...
Well, there's animal animals and then there's people animals.
Right, like Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy?
A dog, but I told you, you know, that's what they do. They got animals and people animals. It's like that pig was a pig. Okay, well, I wouldn't call it a pig. That's a freaky looking pig. I wouldn't eat that. But he was an animal pig. Okay, and this horse is a people horse. He's a person horse. I doubt anybody can get Mickey couldn't jump on Horace Collar's back and try to ride him. Horace Collar would knock him off and kick
the
shit out of him.
So is this the Disney universe is some creepy alternate reality where some of the animals take some kind of drug to make them sentient and human-like and they just exploit the other animal-like animals and eat them? I don't get it.
That's gotta be a drug. Why can't it just be? It's just like we do now. We got people, we're animals, in a sense, right? And then there's animals that can't talk, we eat it. The animals that don't talk, they eat them.
Here's how that works. If you can ask something, do you mind if I eat you? And it doesn't say no, you can eat it.
And they follow that rule here in Disney universe, 1930s Disney anyway. And
I'm disturbed because the horse is telling Mickey he had the same trouble with Clarabelle Cow. Okay, wait.
This is a meeting for Punks R Us. This is how a real punk acts. Okay? If your bitch treats you like a punk bitch in front of your face and dates other men in front of your face, you don't stand up for yourself, Mickey. That's basically what he's saying. I know you don't like this sticker, neither do I, but you got to use diplomacy. Take old Howard Scholar's advice. I had the same trouble with Carabelle. I learned about women from her.
She's not a woman. She's a cow. And you're a horse.
And of course she's going to tell you this is how women are because she's a woman. So she wants, I mean, where's your balls, Collar? Because it's not on you. Okay. Horses are supposed to have big ass longs. You don't have no nuts.
You know, that would be funny, wouldn't it? Oh.
don't want to.
There were a couple underground comics called Air Pirates. And,
I heard about that. Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. It had Mickey Mouse and the Disney characters, and there was, like, you know, sex and violence and shit like
but that. Was that when this really was in public domain? Because wasn't this, at some point, this kind of Mickey Mouse was in public domain and they just changed it? Is that what happened?
Well, no, here's the weird thing. I mean, this Mickey himself has never been in the public domain, and that you can't make a Mickey Mouse comic book. Okay, like Air Pirates? Disney sued those guys.
Okay.
Those Air Pirates comics didn't make any money. There was no reason for Disney to sue them.
But they don't they only want five people to see that somebody is doing that to their characters without their permission.
Okay. You know? Okay. Walt Disney is dead. The Disney characters
keep saying that
should be in public domain.
What
anyway.
About the people who grew up with Disney all their lives and mean something to them? You know, all the people who go to Disney World almost every day, and the people who buy all the Disney products.
I have been victimized by the existence of Disney characters my entire life, and if I want to make a porno Mickey Mouse comic, I have the right to do that, and Disney would be wrong to sue me because Mickey Mouse should be in the Mickey Mouse should be in the fucking public domain. Walt Disney is dead. Or he's frozen in a tube. I don't, whatever.
If you create this, no, okay, they should be in public domain, then why would you say, Howard Duck ain't supposed to be in the public domain?
He could be now. No, Steve Gerber is dead. It's okay.
I'm saying, well, what about when Steve Gerber was alive? I mean, why does it make a difference when they're dead? There's still people who enjoy the characters and they don't want
and
this
they
anybody
can, they,
doing
they can still enjoy them. They can go back and read Gerber's stuff. Or they can read the Howard the Duck that, like, I would write, in which he's fucking Beverly on page one.
Okay, so
and don't tell me people don't want to see duck on chick action.
Then do you think your boy Steve Gerber failed you because he never had them just straight out do it?
No, it just means he has more class than I do. Because Bill Mantlo, who clearly has no class, had Howard and Beverly fucking in the very first issue of the magazine.
Oh, as I see, and that's very interesting, don't you think?
I think it was very disrespectful to Steve Gerber, who was still alive at the time.
He wrote for Marvel, so it was a Marvel character. He knew it when he wrote it.
It's not a Marvel character. It's a Steve
he knew
Gerber
he couldn't.
Character.
He knew from his the previous guy before him, Jack Kirby. When Jack Kirby left, he didn't take the Hulk with him. He didn't take Thor with him or anybody or Thor.
Because the laws here in this country, as far as intellectual property, are so fucked up because, yeah, Ditko should, well, actually, Ditko's alive, so he should have the rights to Spider-Man. Kirby should have been able to take all his characters when he left because Stan Lee treated him like shit, so it's not like Marvel didn't deserve.
But when Steve Gerber was writing Howard the Duck, he knew previously what happened, so it's his fault. Okay.
I'll say it again. Where else was he going to be able to do Howard the Duck?
He couldn't do it. Then if he really has principles, then he's like, I'm not going to write for anybody unless they promise me write in handwriting that I can have Howard the Duck. But he didn't have, if he don't have the principles to do that, that's his fault.
It's probably on the Wikipedia page. Marvel fucked up anyway, and the rights to Howard should have gone back to Gerber, and I don't know how they got out of that. Well, because they paid lawyers lots of money to get their way, but... Okay, if you create, say, a talking aardvark, do you agree that you should have the rights to that talking aardvark, even if Marvel or DC are the ones to publish it?
No, because then I know what happened to Steve Gerber and to them, and to Jack Kirby, so I'm like, no, because I know that once you write in-house for them, that they're going to take that character because they're publishing it as a Marvel character. And I probably had to sign something that's saying, oh, this ain't mine. This is theirs now.
But see, here's the underhanded shit they would do. They would put on the back of their paychecks, by endorsing this check, I give Marvel the rights to, like, all the shit I'm ever going to come up with.
Well, if they did that, then, hey, you had to read the back of your check when you signed it. So, hey, come on, man. And nobody, these people aren't ignorant. Basically, that's the nigger way of doing it. Oh, just $5 for my character. Okay, let me sign the back of it. Okay, let me just, I just got to get paid. I worry about it later. Okay, no. No, just, if you really have principles, there are people who have principles and they did things their way. You know, you've seen musicians and stuff leave record companies.
There were people that had principles and wound up dying in an alley penniless because of it.
No, if you really are good, you're going to make money. Okay, here's a guy who had principle. John Hughes, he left Hollywood when he saw that his kids was becoming like the villains in his movies. So he said, I don't want to be here. And he had principles. He left Hollywood.
I you know what? I hate John Hughes movies. Hold on. I'm going to go back in time and kill him. Okay. Wait, I'm back. He's dead now.
It's too late. He was already dead at the start of this podcast.
No. That's how you remember it.
But anyway, you don't like, that kind of Weird Science. You didn't like Weird Science?
Not much, no. Hey, wait, did he do those, Molly Ringwald movies? Was that
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of, he did Breakfast Club.
Yeah, he did it.
Okay, Breakfast Club was a perfect movie for the age I was at the time it was made, so okay.
16 Candles.
And that was alright, alright, okay. There's a couple.
Home Alone.
You know what, Bird and Hill.
Then it's the Menace. No, I'm just, okay.
Like, I would have seen that. Come on.
It's a comic book character. Okay.
I would love to see like a rated R Dennis the Menace. Like, Dennis? Yes, Mr. Wilson? Why did you stick this up my ass? Because you're a prick, Mr. Wilson. You know, I mean, shit like that would be funny.
And that's the end of part two. Tune in next time for the thrilling conclusion.
It's PG-13. They're not going to have date rape. I mean, I'd like to see Wonder Woman get raped.